Bank of Cardiff. This is Jeremiah.
I'm Jeremiah. This is Michael Smith in Houston. You sent me an email regarding working capital availability.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call back. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that. Yeah, what can I do for you, Michael?
Okay. Are you aware that we have a small merchant loan out with through Bank of Cardiff?
I most likely am. Did I mention that in the email?
No, you didn't. Soraya.
Soraya, okay.
Soraya, is she still there?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, okay. This is the second loan I've done with them, you guys, and I was interested in the terms of your working capital loan, because I'm not really a big fan of the merchant, daily deduction from your account.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see if the terms of this working capital are any different than the terms on the other one.
Sure. Let me pull up your account. What's the name of your business?
Insight, ENSYTE, Energy Software.
ENSYTE?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me pull that up. Give me 1 second
here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's Soraya. I see it here. Was this done in 2014?
No, this is 2016.
Okay, I see here. You got it with, you're about 35% complete, looks
right.
Like. Okay. Michael Smith, right?
That's it. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, so let's see here. What did you end up taking out with us? Do you remember?
It was $73,000 net.
Okay.
Right, 83,000 or whatever that number is for the gross total.
73,000, okay. And that, you said that wasn't a working capital loan?
Well, no, it was a merchant. I classify it as a merchant loan.
Oh, okay, merchant loan. So they take a percentage out daily, right, of like your sales?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And I just wanted to check with you as I have... I'm taking some time now to review my finances and decide on the best way to go forward.
Sure. Okay. Well, with working capital, it's kind of similar as far as term-wise. I mean, since you're a returning customer, I can try to get you a longer term, anywhere between 15 months to 2 years. I can try for something like that. But the capital, it's going to be, similar type of amount borrowing and paying back. It's literally
right.
Just going to come to a set amount of being paid back a day for
yeah.
you.
Okay. Still be the same daily.
Still would be the same daily. I mean, I could try to get you a weekly payback, so that way you don't have to do the daily. You could just pay weekly. Which would probably, would that work better for you?
Well, I'm actually shopping for a monthly.
A monthly, okay.
Right, yeah.
I can request that.
It's just difficult to game plan for on a daily.
Absolutely.
If you don't have credit card receipts, it makes it difficult.
No, I totally understand. Okay. Well, let me see. Are you trying to take out something to where you can kind of pay off everything, or do you want like a second position type of loan?
I'd like to. Well, my interest is in paying off everything, and I've got a couple of big contracts that are coming up, and I want to get financially stable, for those, and not have to deal with it when I'm undertaking my business work. So that's basically the approach I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. All right, so what we got to do here is to kind of see if we have an option of going down that road here. I don't need too much information because you're already an existing client of ours. I would just need some updated bank statements, really.
Right.
Let me see here. Let's...
Yeah. the question I have, are you all still working with Winset, or do you have other sources of capital?
We have other sources. So I know Winset's probably, you know, we work very closely with them, and they actually got you a pretty good deal. But we do have other sources where we can get you additional funding, and we're going to try to go for capital. So it's a whole different type of avenue there versus the MCA type of
right.
loan.
Right. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no, definitely.
My best approach would be to be able to take this loan out, switch it to a monthly, and have some cash left over.
Okay. Have some cash left over.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be the solution. And,
what's your sales like this year?
We just closed our fiscal year, and we had sales of $1.22 million and earned $122,000 bottom line.
Okay.
Good. Which, you know, in a private company, you don't do that very often.
No, not at all. Good. Congratulations. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. So that's where we are on the business financing. And that's basically, I'd like to get that closed up and go from there. And I got your email. I don't know, maybe reminding your own existing clients, but as opposed to calling Soraya and asking her about that.
Yeah, I actually work with Soraya, so it's not a big deal of who you talk to. She's more just like the renewal person, but if you work with me, it's the same thing. It's
okay.
You know, so it's not a big deal. I definitely do more focus on the working capital side. So a little more familiar with that, those programs. And, you know, if I have any questions, I can reach out to Soraya and ask her.
Okay. Another question. When I was working with her and also with Chris before, and Chris left, I guess, back to Philadelphia.
Uh-huh. Correct.
2014. He indicated that you all have a fairly good credit card program as well.
Uh-huh.
And he indicated that the business could take out a credit card with you all. I don't know. That doesn't show it on the app, but I was curious about that.
Okay. Let me look into that for you as well.
Yeah.
Credit card for the business. Okay.
I'd like to move credit cards out of – I use them for the business, and I'd like to move them to the business is what I'd like to do.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Michael. Well, I tell you what. Can you send me over the last, when did you take out this MCA loan? Do you remember what month that was?
Around March, 1st of April, something like that.
Okay. So can you send me April, May, and June, your bank statements?
Okay. You're not interested in the tax return?
Nope. I don't need that. Oh, you know what? You just finished your fiscal year, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. Yeah, send me that.
Okay.
As well. I just need the page that shows your sales, though. I don't need the entire tax return.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. Yeah, that would be better. And in the sense of, and I do have the other statements, but on working capital, usually it operates off of your financials.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I could do that, and if you could get back to me, that would be helpful to see if there's you all can do anything at a reasonable interest rate and a reasonable term. I have a fair with that loan, MCA, and a couple of, and you know, my personal debts. I'm facing a fairly high monthly nut to cut, and I'd like to whittle that down, and with a longer term loan, you know, and I don't know what interest rates you can provide on the working capital.
Well, I'm going to do my best to get the lowest one, especially as a returning customer. You qualify for multiple different programs at the best rates possible here. So I promise you I will do my best here, and let me see if I can get some answers. I just need those that tax return and those bank statements, and then I can have an answer shortly in about 24 or 48 hours.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. I'll be back in touch with you, Jeremiah.
Okay, Michael. Yeah, just send them. You can just reply to my email if you want, if it's easier for you. Just send them over to me, and then if you have any questions, just call me on this number you had called on.
Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Thank you a lot.
You're very welcome. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.